courage to love another must speak of me. You think a man looks so downright strong, you look in his eye and you know he was wrong. He was a mountain man, and I want you to know that he could reach hot hell and freezing snow. He carried a Bible and a canvas sack. The folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Quack. He was poor as a beggar, but he ruled like a king. Sometimes in the evening I'd hear him sing, I got to walk that lonesome valley. Soft or had any ale off his back, I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in and I wasn't afraid. He kicked open the meeting house door and it cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got by the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. Well, he hit that river like the kick of a mule, and my way of thinking it's been a real fool. I turned the other cheek to that lumberjack. That's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. Yeah, he stood like a rock, a man among men, and then at that lumberjack and hit him again. And then with a voice as bad as could be, he cut him down like a big old tree when he said, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else. I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermon ring down in the valley where he used to sing. I followed him in and don't regret it. Hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, because I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. You got to walk that lonesome valley.